one man that, in fact, left the club to come home to Victoria is now the vice-captain of the Carlton Footy Club, and he joins us right here on Time On, is Sam Doherty. Sam, welcome to 1116 SEN.
How you going, Sammy? It's good to be on.
I'm very well. It's a conundrum that continues to come more and more prevalently, I reckon, Sammy, because when you left Brisbane, it was obviously for very different reasons, but now, even you saw during the week, Charlie Curnow signing a big deal to stay. It's just, it feels like there's a lot more movement happening in recent years.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of movement there, so I think that sort of got brought in by the free agency rules that creates a bit of a media storm around guys that have that sort of inkling that they might be getting out of their footy club, and I think the increased media content around it has definitely made it more prevalent in the AFL as well. And but as a football club, it's about making an environment and one that your players want to stay at, and that's, I think, what we're building at Carlton.
Yeah, you certainly are, and it was a good response from what was a pretty disastrous first half against the Fremantle Footy Club at Etihad Stadium. It was a good response on the weekend against the Collingwood Footy Club.
Yeah, it was a better response. It's still, we didn't come over the 4 points, which is disappointing, but compared to the first half in Freo, it definitely was a step up in the way that we want to play our football, which is really important, because we, as a footy club, don't stand for the effort and the intent that was put into especially that first half of Fremantle. But I think we are still growing, and if you look at the last month, we've had probably three more Carlton performances than the one that was the isolated of the Freo, but obviously that's the one that always gets highlighted. But I think we are on a step forward in the right direction, and if we can stay consistently like we did on the weekend against Collingwood, we'll win some more games.
Last time we spoke to you, Sam, you were planning to become sort of a pseudo-coach down on the boundary line. What does that role become now for you, now that you've sort of gotten used to it?
It's been really enjoyable, actually. It sort of allowed me to stay in the week-to-week grind of AFL footy and stay connected to the group as much as I can. I've learned a hell of a lot off the coaches that are there now, and there's one thing about our coaching staff that I probably didn't appreciate as a player as much until this year, is they work unbelievably hard, and being able to sit in their meetings and watch the way they go about it, and I've been able to throw in my two little bits every now and then about the strategy and ways to go into games, which has been enjoyable in itself. And then the connection on game day with the boys being on the bench, having to deliver the messages down from the coaches, has been really beneficial for me, and I think the players would say the same.
What about the body, Sam? Where are we up to with the rehab of the knee?
Going really well. I'm sort of getting back into some footy-specific sort of training, not with the main group, but sort of by myself and with the other boys that are in the injured group at the moment, which is really enjoyable. It sort of gets a bit mind-numbing running around a football oval, around in circles or up and down in straight lines. So being able to get the footy back in my hands and kicking it and catching it has been really enjoyable over the last few weeks, and slowly just progressing that until hopefully I'll be able to get into training in the next month or so.
So, but we're still not looking at playing footy at any level this season, I would assume?
No, I don't think so. I think we'll put myself on ice and do the smart thing and not put myself at any risk, and look forward to getting a good pre-season and off-season in for next year.
Yeah, I think a lot of Carlton fans just took a sigh of relief. Hey, Sam, Cade Simpson, he's 300th this week. Just give us an insight into what a marvel this man is.
Well, the thing that gets me about the whole situation is the people that he's joining, everyone would say are Carlton royalty and AFL royalty, but in my personal opinion, I think he stacks up with them. He's, for our football club, he does deserve to be up there with the biggest legends of our club. His professionalism and passion for the Carlton Footy Club has been undeniable for 10 to 15 years, and probably one of the main guys when I came to the club that I really tried to follow and try and turn myself into, and been able to play with him for a few years now. It's seeing his game on a deeper level and understanding the way he goes about it. It's been an unbelievable career, and hopefully he's still got a few more years yet. I wouldn't mind playing some more games when I get back with him. A bit shattered I'm not out there this week. I have very fond memories of his 250th against Port Adelaide, which we got up.
Yeah, it was, that's right.
But it's a magnificent effort for a guy to not only stay in footy and last this long, but to play at such a high level and keep improving, it just shows to the character and the professionalism that he has.
And I know he hasn't made a decision. I'm not trying to put words in anyone's mouth here, but he would seem, Sam, to me, and you would know better than most, to have a fair bit more footy in him, given how durable he's been over the years.
Yeah, and I think they've been really open with it in terms of where it sits with the club and with Simmer. I think it's if he gets to the end of the year and his body's feeling good and he feels like he can go around again, that fits in with where the club's sitting. It all works and it'll happen from there. I personally hope he plays on. He's a pivotal part of our group and our leadership sort of team, and also our game plan that he plays so well. So from a personal level, I hope he goes on for a few more. But it's one of those things that it's always a reassessing as they go later into the year, that the body can turn it into cactus pretty quickly.
Yeah, it can. Well, let's hope we see Cade Simpson in Carlton colours in 2019. Speaking of seeing players play for the Blues again next year, Sammy, we know what is happening with your captain at the moment, who's obviously injured. He's got a fairly big decision to make. You're the vice-captain of the footy club. I just want you to take a listen to Bob Murphy from the weekend giving his views on the situation.
I'm fascinated with the Mark Murphy situation and just acceptance by the media of, oh, you know, he's got to explore his options and he's gone away
to
consider his future.
Though,
and I'm just staggered by that. I think that's a...
Isn't that where you could call
it a luxury. I don't think that's a luxury afforded to a captain of a footy club.
Right.
I believe if you're captain, no. I don't think that's a luxury for Mark Murphy, that his club is in need, and I think he's invested in the football club. Just sign.
Now, Sam, I know there's been a lot of media speculation about Mark and where he's at, but that's coming from someone who's A, very fresh out of the game, and B, was a captain for a fairly long time himself. Where do you sit on it? Because I know you're close with Mark, you probably want the best for him, but you're also vice-captain as well.
Yeah, I'd love to see him stay, and it's one of those ones in footy, you can't really know exactly what's going through guys' heads, and I've said this before, everyone does things differently, and everyone's a different character to the next. I know that's Bob's views, but individuals will take it as a different way. The way I would take it would be different to the way Murph takes it, which is probably different to the way that Simo would take it. Trying to understand what's going through guys' head, I think you'll do your head in continuing to do that. From my point of view, he's one of my most loved teammates, and I hope he stays at the club. And I know he's in talks with the club, and that's progressing pretty well. So we'll just have to wait and see. And it's one of those ones, you can't just put pressure on a guy and expect him that he's just going to go bang and sign straight away. I just don't think that's a manageable way of doing it. So he'll sign when he's ready, and hopefully that's as soon as we can, because it would be a good story for us.
Do you think there'd be anyone at the club, Sam, that would begrudge him for leaving at the end of his career?
I'm not too sure. It's another one of those ones that I don't even know how I'd react. I sort of expect him to sign, and that's just the where I sit on it. But
yeah.
Whether he does or not is completely up to him. That's his decision, and that's from a guy that's been traded to a different club. It is up to the individual, and they have their own motivations and their own family issues and whatever they have going on that they have to take into account when they're making their decision. And I think, as I said at the top, we have an environment at the Carlton Footy Club that is first class, and we want guys to stay, and we're trying to create that environment, guys that want to stay and enjoy their footy and enjoy being at the footy club. And I hope Mark feels that way, and I hope that he does stay in. But it's one of those ones you just got to wait and see, and it does frustrate the media that they don't get an answer straight away. But
yeah,
that's just the way in the environment that we're in AFL footy, that until guys are ready, they don't really have to say what they want to do.
Whether he goes or whether he stays, the captaincy's going to be a big thing next year. Who's the next captain of the footy club? Sam, yourself, or Patrick Cripps?
I'm not sure, mate. I think Murph's doing a terrific job, that I don't think you can count him out either. I think it'll be a decision based next year, and it's one thing that our football club takes extremely seriously is leadership, and the decision that it's based on will be based across the playing group, the leadership group, the coaches, everyone at the club, and whoever does it next year will be gets that great honour of being the captain of the Carlton Football Club. And I'd be lying if I said I hope it's me, but whether it is or not, I don't know. And that's one thing that we'll have to wait and see in the pre-season.
But you seem like, to me, someone though, Sam, that would really embrace the captaincy, and I'm not talking about whether it's next year or whether it's, you know, with or without Mark Murphy there, but you come across as someone that would embrace the on-field and off-field leadership roles. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, and that's the reason why I'm in our leadership group, and have aspired to do it for a while. I ended up vice-captain this year, and But that's just the way that is. If you don't have that aspiration of leadership, you wouldn't find yourself in the leadership group. I can't stress enough how good Mark's been this year for the group, and I don't want to say like I'm trying to steal his job or anything.
No, not at all.
He's been outstanding in his off field leadership this year. He hasn't played that much on the field, and I've seen Cripper stand up magnificently on the field as such a young leader and his presence in his game. But Murph's work off the field, I listened to Paddy Dow last night and gave Murph a massive pump up in about the amount of work that he's putting in with Paddy about making his game better and helping him grow. So that's the whole footy club at the moment. That's what we're all trying to do for each other, and that's part of leadership, but that's also part of being a tight-knit group at a football club.
Yeah, unfortunately for Murphy, his just body has been crueled by injury, as you would well know. Sam, we might wrap up on that question. There's a lot of Carlton players who'll be wanting to play this week alongside their good mate Cabe Simpson for his 300th. Do you think Murphy will get up? And you've also got Cruiser and Casbolt looking to sort of touch and go for injuries.
Yeah, I think all three will have to get through training tomorrow. So we obviously haven't had too much of a session because we've been on a six-day break. So fingers crossed they all get through ready to go tomorrow, and you'll probably find out when the teams are announced, I would have thought. But whatever the 22 that get to run out there this weekend, I can't stress enough how much of a responsibility and also a great achievement that Simo's got, that we have to play well for him, and we have to go out there and give it a red hot crack and play a game of footy that represents Cade Simpson as a person. And I think you'll see that.
Yeah, let's hope you do that, and let's hope you can come away with an upset victory for Simpson's 300. Sam, I really appreciate your time, as we always do here on Time On. We'll talk to you soon, and good luck on the weekend.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Sammy.
Sam Doherty there, the vice-captain of Carlton. Fascinating chat there. Lots to say about leadership, about Mark Murphy, about player movement. If he's not going to be the next captain of the Carlton Footy Club, then Patrick Cripps must be amazing. Be there on Saturday to witness Cade Simpson run out in his 300th game milestone when they take on Port Adelaide at the G. Free giveaways and all the matchday updates on Simpson's milestone, as well as purchase your tickets. You can get there on carltonfc.com.au.